Hi, I'm Connie Newman, and welcome to Coffee and Conversation with Connie and Company. Today, we're welcoming Samantha Rodick from the Transportation Options Network for Seniors. Here's CJNU's Chris Tuffer in conversation with Samantha.
Thank you very much, Connie. We're driving.
Yeah, so driving is probably one of the biggest hot topics when it comes to older people. And we have to remember, when it comes to driving in older adults, a loss of independence, especially when it comes to a person's ability to drive, can be life-changing for people. We're a very driving-focused province, and we often forget when people can't drive anymore, we take for granted that freedom to move around. When people often lose their driver's license or they can't drive anymore, people lose a part of themselves. And we have to remember that this can be really detrimental to people's emotional well-being. So not only do people feel like they've lost a sense of themselves, but people then lose a part of their community. They lose that freedom to access everything that we used when we were driving.
So how do we address that? What's the major issue here?
Well, I think a big part of it is the education around driving. A lot of people will outlive their driving ability, but we have to think of driving as a skill. If we stop using that skill, then it's going to get rusty, just like everything else. Just like learning to ride a bike, we have to keep practicing and we have to do it safely, but also recognize that it's easier to make the choice for yourself to stop driving than for somebody else to tell you to stop driving.
So the conversation has begun. Thank you very much for coming in, Samantha. We'll talk again.
That was Chris Tuffer chatting with Samantha from TUNS. Catch up with Coffee and Conversation, head to cjnu.ca. I'm Connie Newman. Remember, the elections are coming. Ask your candidate what they are going to do to support older Manitobans in aging well.